It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2107, recorded Thursday, August 27th, 2026. Missed it by a mile. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has another What the Heck Is It? You have to decide, does the Amazon photo look like the real product? I have the last of my crappy corners that are my favorite gadgets and a gadget warehouse. All next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the Syndrome Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs growing. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the engineer of gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good, doing good. Let's think. Not much. I haven't gotten up to much this week.
I haven't been up to much either. Yeah. Except I will be up to something after the show.
Ooh.
So it turned out there is a totally restored one of those 1930s theaters that sits like 3,500 people and had, well, I sent you a link, or you found the link to it.
Yeah.
It's called United Palace, and it's way up Upper Manhattan. It's up at 179th Street and Broadway. And Dennis and I always wanted to see the interior. And yesterday, look at that mezzanine. And they do all live productions. They do movies. Oh my God! They have so many green rooms.
Yeah,
Lin-Manuel from Hamilton put a ton of money into this thing, and it's been totally restored. And tonight they're having an event called Mixtape, and it's at a high energy, there it is, a high energy celebration with dancing and singing and community. Wear a costume if you want. We have no idea what it is, but it's from 9 till midnight tonight. So I bought two tickets, and after the show, we'll run up there and at least be able to see what the place is like and maybe dance a bit. Who knows?
Yeah. This looks cool. It's like a Halloween themed almost. Like
it looks like, yes, I'm not quite sure.
You're
absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And then like costumes, I don't know. But I guess I see Broadway themed dance party.
Broadway themed, yeah.
I guess that's mostly it.
Yeah, and very reasonable, and it's for the Bilingual Broadway Collective.
Yeah.
So it's a fundraiser for them. So,
For $20 also, the excuse to just walk around and see that whole theater and just experience it. Really cool.
Yeah, really looking cool. Forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. Very neat. Very neat. I did do a thing.
Oh, wait a minute. You did your race.
Oh, I did. I did. I did the race. Went well. Went great. Sweated a lot. Had a ton of fun. And then the Chiefs played at the Bucks here in Tampa. So I went to go see.
Oh, okay.
It was just a preseason game, but it was kind of fun to go out there and see two NFL teams and all the players and stuff like that, all the coaches and things like that. I went up to over to Tampa to do that, which was pretty fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Let's jump into it, shall we? Let's jump into some gadgets.
I explain what the theme is of this spot, and if we like it, I'll do more of them. But it's all on the video, and it's here.
Okay.
For a few years on the Nashville network, I did a show called American Magazine. I did all different kinds of consumer spots, and one that was a lot of fun, the audience seemed to like it, was how close do products look to the picture on the label? All right. And the most fun is when we did frozen pies and cakes. And it would be a glorious picture on the box. And then when you slid the cake or pie out, it was like looked like a third the size. Anyway, I thought we would try that with a photo from Amazon about a product on Amazon. And if this works out, you know, every few months we could do another one like that. But so this will be the first one.
So here's a look at the Ulictoo, U-L-I-K-T-O, 6'6", Type C, 3-amp, fast charging.
Looks like there's a universe
LED
in there.
LED light-up cable. And then I bought one. And then we'll plug it in and see what it looks like in person. And just a little bit of the copy, durable and sturdy, lightweight and portable. The light charging cable will show a beautiful RGB LED effect, like breathing on its own. Okay.
Okay, this is it. All right, the copy said it looks like it's breathing LED colors. Okay. I cut the end of this open so it could breathe. Otherwise, it might have died in here. All right. Already, it's not dazzling.
Okay. Yeah, the colors are
not. 6'6 six LED cable.
Nearly what I expected.
Mm-mm-mm. And you know what? I don't know. Will this cable just light up if you plug it into an external battery pack?
And will the cable be able?
Will the cable be able? Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's see this fire breathing. All right.
Drum roll.
Doesn't even want to go in there. No, it flashed for a second. Does that mean it's not going to work? I think it might have an on-off switch.
Dickie D. Maybe if it's pitch black.
Room, is it?
Yes, maybe it's
needs
black.
More power.
And you leave the exposure color on your phone on for 2 seconds.
Yeah, but in that picture, it was like dazzling.
Sparkling. It was sparkling.
All right,
and it looked like it was four times thicker.
Plug it directly in.
There are some sparkles in it.
Oh, it's starting to. Yeah, it's starting a bit now. But oh my gosh. I'm going to plug it directly into a computer. Does it need to? It seems to be getting a touch brighter.
Yeah.
I'll try it in the computer. All right, so chat room. This is it plugged directly in. Oh, this looks nice. It looks way better in the camera because I'm looking in the camera as I'm holding it. It looks dazzling in the camera. I can see why they got such a great photo of it. So right now, it's plugged into my Lenovo PC tower. And the one good thing about this is you would certainly know if this was the cable that went to the printer or whatever you decide to use it for. And, all right, I can't remember the price, but I do like it. And there is a little on-off switch on the side of this. So if you want... I can't get to it. It's a side that's plugged into the computer. You can use the cable without having the lights on. But why bother? So I'm liking this.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look anything. I expected.
Just as a reminder, here's
go back. Go back to that.
No. No, this needs to be also 6 times brighter than, you know, each.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And also, I don't know who writes the copy. It says, if wound up, it can be portable. So because you don't want to carry a 6'6"
cable. No, you can't.
Straight out on an airplane
around.
Walking down the aisle. It's going to.
OK.
Oh, Someone said is it $10? It was $14.
Yeah. I do wish that the button was on both sides, because if
that would be great.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, crazy. I feel like I almost want someone to make a good version of it. Like,
oh yeah, that's a good idea. You know what I thought?
It looks cool. I like the filaments and the like. It it reminds me of. What is that? Fiber optic cable. You know, it's like fiber optic stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So cool.
What would be great is if you could dial the color.
Yeah.
And then you could have a chart. And if you like here behind my desk, there are 90 cables. But if I knew that the red cable was the printer and the lighted cable was going to the router and the yellow cable was going to another box, be a big help, but this one, it just cycles through colors and you have no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Or like something where if it'd be cool if it was plugged in, it was green, you know, like, oh, it's charging. And then when it finishes charging, it turns red.
Yeah.
You know, like I've been at one of those things where you have like 20 iPads plugged in. It'd be cool to see which one was like finished already, you know.
Wow. Neat stuff. You could get that. I think it's $300.
Exactly. Yeah. Per cable. Exactly. Okay. What else you got?
All right. On to a what the heck is it?
Time for another what the heck is it? One person in the room, Dennis.
What?
What the heck is it?
Looks like a dog toy.
A trick or treat toy?
The Halloween?
No.
Like a pumpkin?
However, color scheme to fool people thinking it
was a landmine.
A what?
A landmine?
It's a desk landmine. It's for blowing up small areas.
Blowing up your work when you're frustrated.
It is a fidget toy.
What?
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 Huh? Bum, ba, bum,
oh, bum, 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 bum. Did not expect that. Whoa.
It is for Halloween.
Yeah, it is. It could be for Halloween. Okay. In the reviews, teachers are saying it's great for kids because I don't know how this learns finger-eye coordination. Or you can just put it on a desk and do that. Oh, I wonder if it moves. If you do that, does it run around? Oh, it does run around.
Oh, it's like a top.
In one of the reviews, kids were seeing who could spin the fastest. Whoa! Or let them see who could knock the other off the desk. I don't know how fidgety that is.
Put it in your mouth and chew up and down.
Oh, they go quite a bit of time on a desk. Oh, that. I like this.
Now, this is kind of amazing.
Yeah, look at... you can waste more time than you can... I'm going to have a lot of spin out of that, okay? I'm putting it... Yes. This is putting a whole new spin on this spot. Oh, you know what? This is actually a lot of fun.
No LEDs, though.
No LEDs, no batteries. But I...
That is still going.
You know what?
I did a great, impressive.
It's almost as if somebody
seems to speed up and change direction.
But we do not.
That's probably an artifact of the shutter speed.
And I will show you there are many variations on
that. That was the longest run. That was just astounding.
So you just press spin and relax, cheaper than a psychiatrist. Desk fidget fun anytime. Press to spin and rotate. Spin chill. Stress relief. Okay, 6 different colors. I bought the orange and green because it looks Halloween-y. You know, I'm surprised they didn't do a red and green one. More Christmassy and... Oh, let's see, I paid $10. Not a lot of reviews. 46, 4.5 stars. And what is that? McCola is the brand name, almost pronounceable.
Macaloka.
And I checked price
Macaloka,
history.
Macaloka, maybe. I think that
and
sounds good.
It seems like they're sort of new because the price history just goes back a couple of months. That's it. I like these.
Very cool. Very cool. I think it's pretty cool.
It's like fidget toys have a life of their own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like fidget toy technology is constantly evolving. Like, we can't keep
yes,
up.
That's actually kind of clever the way that thing works.
Mm-hmm. Is it just me, or does this all like these graphics look AI generated? Like, this to me looks like I don't see any problems with it. It looks all good, but like it looks like an AI made this graphic instead of.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right because. They probably
it.
Could not get any sort of a photo with a camera that they wanted.
Yeah, yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah.
Very cool. Interesting.
Oh, Dale says, why don't they make a mirrored one?
Ooh. I like that. Make a mirror ball.
A fidget disco ball.
Yeah.
I like it, too. I like it.
Okay. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the heck it was. I thought it was a garlic press or something.
When I saw the first saw a picture of it, I thought, what is that? Before I scanned on down.
That's how you know it's a good what the heck is it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, what's next?
Okay, a visit to one of our favorite places, and here you go. In the
Sunday.
Video.
August 23rd was our 14th anniversary.
Aww.
And Dennis and I, over breakfast, couldn't decide where to go. Waldorf Astoria, Rockefeller Center. I wanted this, he wanted that. And then we finally decided on Five Below. Okay. And I thought to save time, I would look on the web, and I found two things I thought would be interesting to get. I wanted the unbelievable science bioluminescent laboratory set. There were none. Also from Unbelievable Science, I want bouncing monster eyeballs, okay? Mm-mm-mm. Although I was a little less interested when I got to the bottom of the label. Glow-in-the-dark, dark bouncing eyeball kits. The word kits does not make me jump with joy. It didn't matter. We don't have them. So as you saw, neither one of those was available, but I wanted to leave with something I had never seen before. The misting waterfall. Multicolor mood lighting.
Mm-hmm. Windmill, not waterfall.
Fine mist spray, mesmerizing water drop. Ooh. Type C power. All right. Sounds like something. $10. Double.
Wow.
Double the Five Below. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Oh. Mm-mm-mm. Wow. I'm not mesmerized yet.
It kind of seems dangerous.
Digital essentials. This certainly is one of the most essential things you should ever have in your house.
Yeah, look at that. Now, how much would you pay?
Man.
Okay.
It's kind of clear. I really want to see this thing work.
Through. That's interesting. And I'm assuming.
It's so unique.
That it must go on this way.
Right, yeah, okay.
And is this screw on? No, it just sits.
Hmm.
All right, it has power. What?
Maybe the water makes it go.
Oh, maybe.
Yes, it does not work.
Right. Water is in it. We did see check the instruction book, and it said unit will not operate below a certain amount of water. So it also says, you must use the USB cable in the box. We'll see about that. Does this thing turn? No, it doesn't. All right. Oh, it stayed on now. All right, now.
Oh, the mist.
The misting. Oh, okay, it's called the misting water mill. Oh, my goodness.
Going the wrong way, though.
I don't think you have a choice.
Shouldn't it really? It should go the other way, shouldn't it? I guess it doesn't matter. Hmm.
I mean, I can't
remember. Why? It's pretty.
Is that it? I thought it was going to change.
No.
It's not the most.
It's changing color.
Oh, it is changing. Yeah.
It's quiet.
Okay.
Which is kind of
nice. Yeah, it is quiet.
Yeah, you're not constantly hearing, gurgling.
It did before.
Again, it looks a little prettier in the video than in real life.
Oh. It's a hellfire.
It does. It's the gates of Mordor.
There are 30 cautions.
Oh.
30. Do not place near a window. Do not allow foreign objects. Do not turn the product upside down. Cleaning the product, disconnect the cable. Turn the windmill off if the relative humidity exceeds 60%.
Oh,
humidity levels above 60% may allow moisture to build indoors, where microorganisms can settle and grow. What have I brought into my house? It does not cycle through colors, but you can pick various colors and then just leave them on. And in addition to the 30 things you're supposed to do, do not use distilled water.
Or Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Do not use essential oils. Don't be in the same room as your windmill.
It does miss, though.
It does miss. I imagine in the dead of winter, this would add 1% humidity. Dennis thinks it's kind of neat.
With reservations.
With reservations. I have nothing but reservations.
It could put you to sleep just watching it go around.
Yeah, you need to put a pinwheel on that and then hypnotize people.
This is the same thing.
Maybe in the winter, you get a little bit of humidity out of it into a dry room.
Yeah, yeah. Because it has one of those little micro water particle misters at the base of it, and that's where that steam is coming from.
I want more money online.
Look at that.
I paid 10 at the store.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Get it cheaper picking it up in person. That's or maybe this is Florida pricing. I don't know. I agree. It's one nice thing is that it has a really big reservoir. So the water, would miss for a while, which is nice. The kind of frustrating thing is not a lot of selection on color.
No.
And it takes up a lot of, you really got to love that little windmill look because that's a lot of space for that. It absolutely does. Honestly, not that bad of a water feature. I like water features, but I also don't because they're so loud. So this one isn't that loud, which is kind of nice.
Also, I played with it. I had it on the desk for the day. If you spin it, it keeps running at a faster pace than if you let it.
Oh, you can like give it a nudge.
Yes, exactly. If you give it a head start, there's enough pressure for it to keep going at a faster speed than it can develop on its own.
Yeah.
So that could help a touch.
Yeah.
Oh, put food coloring in the water, says Magoo.
I think for $10 or $15, that's an okay price for this. Anything more, I'd be like, oh. Yeah. Pretty good.
It's not bad.
Okey-dokey. With that, it's time to get a bit crappy.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okey-dokey. As you know, the theme is Chad's favorite gadgets. I have...
Oh, you have one of those things, too.
I do. I wanted to talk a little bit about it. I kind of did some production gadgets. I did, what was it, last week I did a kitchen gadget, so I kind of want to end it with a cleaning gadget that I use all the time. This is the Hoover Clean Slate. This may not be the newest model, because I've had this one for about a year and a half, but if you haven't seen one of these, this is an upholstery vacuum that's great on rugs, carpets, or furniture, that uses water and a concentrated cleaning solution that sprays out of the handle on this, and then you can use the vacuum part of it to suck it up. So it has a clean reservoir and a dirty reservoir for all the water.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you've ever, you know, seen those kind of satisfying videos where there's all this dirty water being vacuumed up out of furniture, you know, that's how you kind of get it, is with this, the clean slate. The refills are not too expensive on the cleaning solution, and then the whole device has a few features. So you got your power cord with one of those like retractable power things, so you can pop it on and off. You have a hose which will wrap around the body for storage, which is kind of nice.
Oh, that's very clever.
It ends up being about 4 feet long. A clean, brand new one would not be this color. It's clear normally, but I've used this one for a while. The head, it comes with a few different heads, so you can take this off. One of the things I liked about this model compared to, you know, there's like the little green mini from Bissell, is that I liked the size of this vacuum head. So I thought that it was, you know, it was really wide. It also comes with another attachment that is a really, really like fine detail attachment that is only about an inch. I couldn't find that. I'll show it to you in the photos. And then this trigger right here is what you would pull to activate your cleaning solution to shoot out of a little nozzle right here. And you have a brush to kind of agitate it and clean it up. It also comes with a little hose rinse tool. So right here on the top, you pull it out. And this little plastic piece actually fits onto the head here so that you can, if you're like kind of worried that there's some nasty stuff in here, you take this, you shove it on, and then you can like spray just cleaning solution straight down the hose. So you can kind of rinse out the hose line with a little attachment that's just on the actual unit itself. If you are a pet owner, this is so amazing because my cats throw up, they have accidents, you know, there's all sorts of stuff. And this gives confidence that it actually got clean. Or, you know, I'll do an initial sort of clean, and then I'll do a deep clean with this where it's literally vacuuming out all of the nastiness wherever, you know, and I actually feel very, very confident after using it. So I highly, highly recommend it.
Can you do a fairly large section with the amount of fluid that's in the device itself?
So you get, I would say, almost a 6-foot by 6-foot section, maybe 5-foot by 5-foot section per cleaning thing. You know, I'm able to clean you know, one kind of chair, you know, one big kind of chair with it, or it's plenty, like the tank for like just a pet accident, it's like I'll only use like a quarter to a half of a tank. And then, you know, if I'm trying to do like, you know, cleaning a big area, yeah, I'll go through like two tanks to get through that. I like the price. It's $100.
Wow. Less than I thought.
Yeah, there's some competitors I'll show you in just a moment that are a little bit more expensive. As you can see, kind of some, and there's that action that you're always wanting get that dirt out of there. And then there's that mini tool as well. Here, we can kind of play this video just so you get an idea. Sometimes they blast your ears out. I don't think we need the music. So there you go. Spray and agitate. Yeah, and then it'll suck it all out of, you know, your furniture or the carpet or whatever. Yeah.
Holy cow.
It's quite nice. It's quite nice. And then you can just dispose. Oh, yeah, I wanted to show you kind of the, I wanted to actually take these off. Here's the clean pod. It's actually not that much water. You can kind of see, you know.
It's actually
not that much. You unscrew this and fill it up at your sink, and then there's a little line for you to add the cleaning solution. And then the other tank you release this way, and then this top lid will pop off, and you'll discard all that. And it has even like little catches so that it shouldn't catch hair and all sorts of stuff so that the air can go through and the water is captured. And then it has an automatic shut off if there's too much water in the dirty tank. You'll hear the vacuum kind of go, but there's a plug in there that'll plug the dirty tank if you have too much water in there.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. So there you go. There's that. I just want to show off the biggest competitor to this that most people know about is the Little Bissell. Green. Yes, yeah. Exactly. But the thing that I didn't like about this is A, it's $30 more. And I didn't love the cleaning heads as much. It's a little bit thinner of a cleaning head than the other one. And then you use that little green thing is the like redirect that'll redirect the cleaning solution down the hose.
Oh, that okay.
Clips onto the edge of the hose. It doesn't have a spot on the device. You have to clip it onto the edge of the hose. I owned one of these. I hated that. I almost lost that thing 1,000 times. So I really like that that this is actually in the base of the vacuum instead of something you just clip onto the edge of the hose. So that's why.
This looks more industrial, the one, the Hoover.
I also think, this is off the top of my head, please don't quote me on this, I think the cleaning solution is cheaper with Hoover than it is with Bissell. Which was another reason why I was like, oh, the unit's cheaper and the cleaning solution's less expensive? Mm-hmm. I'll just go with the Hoover. So that is one of my favorite gadgets, one of my favorite cleaning gadgets to use. So I thought I'd talk about it. And that wraps up the Chad's favorite gadget category that the patrons voted on. And... Thank you for voting on it. And there will be a new poll on Patreon very soon for y'all to vote on next month's Crappy Corner theme. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, here's our video.
Here we go.
But it's not really a what the heck is it, because I'm going to let you just read the label. Everything you need to know is on there. All right. Does anybody remember this?
What?
Do you remember this, Chad?
USB Doomsday Hub.
No.
From about 20 years ago.
Came out in 2006.
One of the great things about swapping rooms in a warehouse, so many things that were hidden away in boxes have come out. So this is a, this is plugged into my Lenovo computer. Okay. So it's a four-way USB hub 2.0. It was sold by, and who remembers this? Think Geek.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't think they're around anymore. Think Geek. And works as a 2.0 hub, but you only can push the button when the red light lights up, and it has to be done in order. And it shows you here, you have to do one, and then two, and then turn the key. And sometimes it doesn't light up. I'll do it one more time, and if it doesn't, I have a backup, because a few minutes ago it did work, and I have that video. All right? So it says, make sure you do it in order. One, two.
On.
Key to on.
Mission key.
Oh, you know.
There you go.
It did work. And now we're back to where? It's not battery operated. It's being run power from the computer. I forgot what it cost, but I think it's £59 now on the web. But it's kind
I
of
found
a fun gadget.
One place and for £59.
I read online. I was trying to do a little research. First, I asked AI what it was, and it said, it's a stainless steel box with buttons labeled 1, 2, and 3, and some sort of a skull and crossbones. Finally, after going to several AI websites, it said it's a USB hub, and that it was 2.0, and that later on, ThinkGeek, I guess, sold it to another company, and they put it out again with USB 3.0. So somewhere you can probably buy it.
Now,
I
could not find it again, but the explosion is really not very good.
Yeah. I can't even hear it. I think it's being canceled out by Zoom's audio.
That might be. Oh, I bet you're right.
You're right.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Geek Alerts, but it's not for sale. This is just kind of an article about it.
Oh, okay. Did it say what it's sold for?
It said it's $60.
Oh, 60. Yeah, I thought it was $60.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. No, I guess ThinkGeek was sold to GameStop, looks like.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and they don't have it.
But you know what, Chad, if you go back to the thing you just had, at the bottom it says something about 3.0. There it is.
And see that
update 2018.
That goes to ThinkGeek.com, and that is just GameStop's website now. The link is broken.
Okay.
It does not work. Sad, man. I would love a USB 3.0 version of this, you know? That's
and
cool.
Yes, you can use the hub without needing to turn the keys or do anything, right. But it just looks really great on your desk.
I agree, yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if you had to do the sequence just to access your files, you know? Like,
that
one. One second. No. Yeah.
Oh, that's very funny. Yeah. The hub, for me anyway, the hub was working the whole time.
That's funny. That's great. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. How can people send in their warehouse videos?
Okay. We're looking for a video, anything to do with a gadget. Okay. A new gadget, old gadget, gadget that you have in the attic. Our favorite is like the doomsday USB hub, something that you can't throw away. I mean, I've had this for 20 years now, and I don't dare throw it away because it's such a throwback. And so much fun. The fact that it still works is kind of fun. Make a video, 1 to 3 minutes, just on your phone, just landscape mode. Make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. Put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted and then send the URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we pretty much show 99% of everything we get. And we could use one for next week. And it would be great if someone who has never done a video before did it. It's so easy, okay? Don't need any huge production value. Just you, your voice, and the gadget. 1 to 3 minutes. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now.
You know, I wanted to throw in one other thing that I forgot. Talking about what you see and what's on the bag and what's inside. So one day I'm up at TNN, Nashville Network, and they had a huge kitchen because they had a couple of cooking shows. And I'm walking by, and there are three women sitting around a table with bowls of potato chips, and they're picking them with tweezers.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you? You don't want to get your hands greasy? What is this with the? And she said, oh, they're doing a potato chip commercial this afternoon. And the producer said he needs a full bowl of hand-picked chips that are totally uniform.
Perfect chips.
No chips.
Wow. They were
perfectly.
Yeah, there's a career for this. It's called a food stylist.
Yes, yes. That's what they were. They were food stylists.
Wow.
And I thought, what? It must have taken 3 women 3 hours to get the bag of chips that they go, oh, look at how good they are. You know, it's astounding.
It's how the sausage gets made and people picking out good-looking chips. Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. I thought that was so funny. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, with that, let's head into the letter. Now.
It's from Mo, and he sent a photo, and he said, Dick, this made me laugh, and please give credit to Security Now on Twit. He said this photo. Wait, it's kind of clever.
I've lost the photo one second.
Oh, no.
Pull it back up. Mm-hmm. I guess I closed out of it from before.
Okay.
But I do have it. So Security Now showed this?
Yes.
Here it is. Escalator is temporarily
stairs.
It's so superior to the default out of order.
Yes, that's very, yes. I didn't see the top. That's very funny.
That, yeah, just
the sign is superior to the unimaginative out of order barricade we usually see. Yeah, very cool. Escalator is temporarily stairs.
I wonder if there's many other objects that temporarily turn into things when they break down. You know, like this carousel is temporarily carvings of animals. I'm trying to think of this.
It's a horse museum.
It's a horse museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That's great. Thanks, Mo, for sending that over. Well, also thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every episode, so thank you so much for your support. happy dance for you. Thank you, thank you. If you like the show, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a tab on the top of the website that'll take you to our Patreon page. Also on that page, or that banner will take you to our Patreon page. There's also a link to PayPal, because some people like to donate via PayPal. However you like to donate, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting the GizWiz. Thanks for supporting our show. If you want to watch the show live, you can do so by heading to gizwiz.tv just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. If there's a schedule change, it'll be right there at the top of the website. I encourage you to join the chat room, chat along with everybody. And if you don't catch us live, all of our episodes are there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, because that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a reminder, head over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The original What the Heck Is It? And this is the gadget. You gotta guess what it is. And this is a DIY miniature bathtub fishery. Yeah, you see those big fishery rings in the ocean? This one, you can grow your own fish at home. But if you think you know what this is, get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. Six Man Magazines for correct answers. This Man Magazine right here, signed by Dickie D himself. And 12 Man Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.